Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Fayola DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Today is July 31st, 2015. It is the last day of the month of July, and we have less than 5 months until this wonderful year is over. And my challenge to you all today is talking about, are you ready for that next step? Because I truly believe all of us have a passion and a purpose in life. But yet, unfortunately, many people do not reach their full potential for whatever reason. And today is an exciting day for me and for a number of reasons. But most of all, today I will be officially releasing my second ebook, The Ultimate Life Coach's Manual, the How to and Presenting a Professional Life Coaching Business. So I'm really, really excited about this ebook because it is really, it's been a journey for me in becoming a life coach, and interesting enough how life experiences can prepare you for the next stage of life. So I'm really, really excited to talk about that resource as well as some other things that are taking place. So today, as your host, I will be sharing my new book and what it's all about and really empowering and encouraging others. I meet so many different people from around the world who have been through various life challenges, who have such great insight and wisdom, but yet they are not using it to empower and inspire others. And I can't point, and they say when you point the finger at someone, point it three back at you, and I will have to do the same, because when I began my journey before becoming a life and business coach, I did not want to share my story. I did not want to share the experiences that life had given me. And interesting enough, last night I was listening to a sermon, and it talked about how life is a university. And it is interesting how life will teach you many lessons, whether you're ready for them or not, whether you think they're fair or not, or whether used for you or not. And as many can say from their own personal experience and testimony, that the experiences that life brings you, sometimes you feel like you got the short end of the straw. But yet when you continue to move through the journey of life and you allow your experiences not to necessarily break you down, but to give you a deeper understanding of life, give you a deeper understanding of who you are and what your purpose and passion is in life and how you're able to leave an imprint in this world. And so I want to encourage you all today as we're talking about what it takes to become a professional coach and how the Ultimate Life Coach Manual is a great resource, and it's a must-have that you need in your business library in order to take your business, whether you want to start your life coaching business or whether you want to get it to a more professional image. So this resource is definitely the thing that you need in order to get there. Now, when we talk about being a professional coach, I've come across many people. There's different avenues in becoming a life coach. Personally, I became a life and business coach through my professional training as a registered nurse, as well as a health educator. Did 2.5 years in seminary, and then having my own life experiences. So I like to say I have a PhD in the hard knock life, because life gave me some hard blows, but I was able to come back up and continue fighting, and I think it actually ignited more fire in me, because now I'm so persistent and so dedicated to my life goals and dreams. And prior to the challenges of life, I was, but not with so much conviction. And now it's to the point I feel like I'm a roaring lion. Anytime someone tells me I can't reach my goal and dream, anytime someone tells me no for something that I'm working towards, whether it's to become a politician or to do the various businesses that I'm doing, it's like you add fuel to the fire. I'm already passionate and dedicated about what I'm doing, but when people tell me no or people try to block me or stop me, it actually gives me more energy. It gives me more of a push and drive to continue moving forward, not only necessarily to show them that I was able to do it, but even to prove it to myself. Because when we go around living life trying to prove things to others, we will never be satisfied. We'll never reach that full sense of satisfaction, because there's always going to be someone else that you have to prove yourself to. It's a vicious cycle that never ends, unfortunately. And so when you learn to not live life proving to others, but proving life to yourself, then hopefully you will find that place where you'll be content and be satisfied with your goals and dreams. And you should never compare yourself to someone else. You should never think, well, so-and-so's life like this, why is my life this way? You know, I really believe the the person you should always compare yourself to is yourself, one. But yet keep in mind that you can be your worst enemy. You can be your worst critic. So learning how to balance who you are as a person, what your purpose and mission is in life, and how you're able to inspire, motivate, or encourage other people. Now, when we talk about life coaching, our business coaching, our wealth coach, health and wellness, executive coach, leadership coach, career coach, I mean, there's so many different. The coaching industry, the professional coaching industry is huge. So there are many different experts or areas of expertise that you can go into as a professional coach. But what I will say is find that passion and drive. What are you connected to? And what will help you to be able to use your story, your insight, your training as an experience to help others? Because interestingly, there has been a shift from psychologists, psychotherapists, and psychiatrists more to the coaching aspect of people trying to not necessarily get cured from their conditions, but how to manage life. And I think that is so key in learning how to manage life, because truly there will always be something in life that we have to deal with. You know, it can go from our personal life to our career to our family to our finances to our health to all these other different things that can go on in life. So What the key is to living life and living life to the fullest is learning how to balance and manage the hardships in life. As they say, when life gives you lemons, make a lemonade. And, of course, get Chick-fil-A lemonade, which I just got earlier today. But, you know, it's one of those things where we have to be able to know how to not allow those hard blows in life fall, but then we don't get back up again because we get discouraged or we feel like, you know, if this happened to me, then maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. Or if I lost everything, maybe I wasn't meant to be wealthy, or maybe I wasn't meant to do these different goals that I have in life. I say that's not true at all. I believe sometimes life gives us what we need in order to realize who we really are and what we're meant of, who we really are and what we're made of. And I had to learn that the hard way after losing completely everything in my late 20s. For being successful most of my life and then in my 20s reaching that peak of success where I had everything I wanted, I couldn't think twice. I was not lacking anything in my life. Well, there were some things, but for the most part, I wasn't lacking anything in my life. And so I just thought I reached the height of my career. I reached the height of what I wanted in life. I was able to travel the world. I was successful as a healthcare provider. I was active in every area of life that I wanted to be, in my church, in my community, politically, in my HOA, all these different things. But yet, unfortunately, at the age of 29, 30, around that time when the economic crash, losing everything. But what encouraged me in hindsight, during the process, I was very distraught. I was so down and out for so long. I had so many pity parties and after party of the pity party and the after after party of the pity party until the pity did not come to the party anymore. And then it was just me. Then I had to realize that I had to put my bootstraps on and pull myself back up and just start all over again. And in doing so, it helped me to understand who I really am and what I'm made of. And I did not know how much strength I had in me. I knew I had a capability of strength, but I really didn't even tap into it until I went through my hardship. And I know that I have met a lot of coaches who have had the same experience. They necessarily didn't plan to be a professional coach, but because of the challenges in life, because of the things that they had to endure, it helped them to realize that, hey, this didn't just happen to me. This happened to me so I can empower and come alongside others and use my experiences to help challenges of life. And when I meet these coaches who have this story, and I met one yesterday and actually I've been meeting some everywhere I go now that, it's interesting when you see something or you're doing something, then you bump into all the people who are doing the same thing you're doing. So running into a lot of different coaches, and I asked them their story. I asked them, how did you get started? What made you want to become a coach, whatever kind of coach they are? And interestingly, it's usually because they had a bad experience. They had a bad experience or they had a life learning experience. And from that, they were able to gain something that they didn't even know they had. And it is something when you can sit down with a client and you can help them maneuver through the maze of life and encourage them at the same time. And that, to me, is what I am so passionate about. To me, that's what helps me every morning to get up to know that I can impact someone's life. Before, as a healthcare provider, I was putting a Band-Aid over people's wounds. I was, you know, taking care of them as they were in the hospital, in the ICU, in the cardiac ICUs, and all the other different departments in nursing that I worked in. But yet, as a life and business coach, able to sit down with someone and help them understand how to live a holistic, balanced life, how to be able to pull out their passion and their dreams out of them and help them to see that it's possible. I truly believe that God did not put us on this earth just so we can say that we lived, breathed, and had our being. No, we are put on this earth because we have passion. We put on this earth for a purpose. And when we tap into that purpose and when we tap into that passion, the things that we can do in this world is unbelievable. And that to me has been such an awakening, a enlightening experience for me to help me to understand that all that I've been through in life, I had two choices. Either I can continue having the pity party, which the pity was no longer coming, so it was just me moping and complaining and crying and being angry at God and everyone else and all these other different things, or I could have taken the experiences that happened to me in life to make me stronger, to make me wiser, but most of all, to give me the strength that I needed for the next chapter and the future experiences that I have in life. And when I understood that, I realized I didn't want the first choice. I wanted the second choice. Because as God is my witness, as God did not let these situations take me out, as God gave me to be able to be clothed in my right mind and be able to do the things that I need to do every day, then I am determined to live this life and live out every passion, goal, and gift that God has placed in me. And with that energy, I want to do the same for others. I want to help others to understand that no matter what you've been through in life, I don't care, it can be the worst of the worst. No matter what you've been through in life, it happened for a reason. As the song say, whatever kills you, whatever doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And boy, I tell you, I am a strong cookie. And that right there has really told me that when I experience things in life, to remember that my glass is always full and running over. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels, but what I believe and what I have faith in is that I am an overcomer. I am victorious. We are not victims. If you live a victim mentality, then you've already allowed life to beat you up. But if you live a victorious life, if you live an overcoming life, if you live a life of a warrior, of someone who is able to go through the fire and come out on the other side, then that's why life happened to you. You know, when I was going through my experience, I was like, I should have just signed up for the Army because the experiences I was going to was like boot camp. God stripped me of everything. And little by little, I had to work at gaining those things back again. And I just could not understand the mental agony that I was going through and the physical torture that I was going through. But yet it helped me to understand that I went through this. So when I meet people, whether they've lost their homes, whether they lost everything, whether their health was infected, whether they've had family situations, whatever situation in life they've been through, I may not have gone through the same things they went through, but I was able to speak pain because I believe pain is pain. No matter what the source of pain is or what caused the pain is pain. And I am on a mission to help people to understand that when you go through challenges in life, use it as an opportunity to become that diamond in the rough. Because our diamond is not pure in its natural state. It's full of impurities. It's full of all these other things that won't allow its beauty to shine. But you are that diamond in the rough. And when you allow the experiences and challenges of life to come against you, it strips all the impurities away. It strips your doubt. It strips your pride. It strips your selfishness. Anything that would hinder you from shining as bright as you should be. It helps you to understand that there's more in you There are so many gifts and talents that are dormant in you. But when you go through life, it helps you understand and strip all that away and allow the true you, the beautiful you, the you that has so much to give to this world, to be able to come out and share it with the rest of the world. And that's how the Ultimate Life Coach's Manual came to be. It was a resource and opportunity. As I was going through my experience, I wanted to help people who had similar challenges in life and wanted to say, I do not want to hold my testimony for myself, because as a Christian song says, you overcome by your testimony. And the more I realized I shared my testimony, sometimes it took me a long time to do so because it was very hard. I was embarrassed. I couldn't believe how someone with 2 degrees from great universities was able to make so much money and then all of a sudden had nothing, completely nothing. But what I did have, I had my faith and I had my inability to understand that I'm a child of God and that I'm able to overcome this challenge. I'll do what I need to do in order to come back again and come back stronger and better and looking more like Christ every day. Because if God had sent his son to endure the worst pain in the world, and I had to get a taste of that, and he said that we are marked as his children when we endure what he has suffered, then I count it all costs, because I know my reward will be up in heaven when God will tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. You have fought the fight and you finished the race and you kept the faith. And I know for me, that is what I'm seeking to do. But yet I don't want to do it alone. I want to take as many people with me who are willing to take on the challenge to help people with whatever their gifts and talents are. You know, some people say, well, you have to go to school to be certified or be trained to be a coach. Not necessarily. I'm using my professional training as a registered nurse for over a decade. I'm using my health education degree. I'm using my religious studies training as an opportunity to give me that holistic approach, because I can speak to the mind with my health education degree from the University of Florida. I'm speaking to the body with my degree from the my nursing degree from the University of Miami, and I'm speaking to the spirit. We are three-dimensional, mind, body, and soul. And so the soul and the spirit are interchangeable. And I'm speaking to that through the 2.5 years that I went through my seminary religious studies training and graduate level work to understand how do we find balance in life when life has given us the worst lemonade possible. How do we go through life when at a young age you have to endure so much? How do we go through life when the unexpected happens? How do we go through life when you lose all your materialistic things? How do we go through in life when you lose a loved one and you didn't know their value or their impact or importance in your life until they're gone? How do you go through life when you were taught to go to school, get a great degree, find a good job, once you get that job, build that American dream, and working for someone, build that home and have that family? But that's not always the case, and it doesn't always happen in that sequence. Come to realize that there are two American dreams. There's the one that they teach us, and there's one that's reality. And the one that they taught us, it was good for a moment. But after 2008, that American dream no longer exists. It's not about the degrees you have or what kind of occupation or what zip code you live in or what car you drive. Because the true American dream is about tapping in to your wealth that is on the inside. And once you tap into the wealth that's on the inside, then the wealth of the outside, the earthly wealth, will follow you. And that's what I've come to realize, that I love school. Do not get me wrong. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm planning to go back to school myself to get another degree. But yet, that is not going to be where all my eggs are going to be in that basket. It's not going to be where I'm putting all my effort into this one career path in order to give me the life that I'm seeking to have. It's an opportunity to give me more options and to give me more opportunities and open more doors. But yet at the same time, what I've come to realize that generally the people who are truly living out their dreams, living life on their own terms, they're business owners, they're entrepreneurs, they're investors. And that's where the American dream truly comes from. Because, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a 9-to-5. If you are an employee, I am not knocking you. I may be doing that for a point in time just to get more skill sets that I'm seeking to have in order to grow my business and to continue my life goal and what I want to do in life. But what I will say is that every individual at the sound of my voice should have something where they have as their business. Whatever hobby you have, turn it into an opportunity to monetize on that hobby. Because if you get paid for what you do at work, whether you love it or not, why not get paid for the hobby that you enjoy? So, and having said that, I truly believe that in coaching people in the different various areas of life is an opportunity to help people to understand, because there's so many people out there who are wondering, why am I on this earth? What is my purpose in life? What is my goal here on earth? And I believe that if God has allowed you to wake up another morning, then your job is not done. Your assignment has not been completed. The mission has not been accomplished. That means that you have more to give. You have more people to see. You have more things to do to impact this world. Each one of us should be finding out how we're going to leave our fingerprint, our footprint in this world, impact it for many generations to come, not to boast of ourselves, but to leave this world in a better place than we found it. And that's why I love coaching people when it comes to startup businesses and speakers. That's my niche. And in doing so, I truly believe that's the opportunity that I have to leave my mark in this world, to be able to help people find their voice as a speaker, whether they're speaking from their personal experience or professional experience. Helping them to understand that you can monetize on this lucrative industry of being a public speaker. That you have the ability not only to be a public speaker, but you can become an author. You can become so many other different things. When I first started my journey as a public speaker, I didn't think it would get me to become an author, a radio host, a life and business coach, and meeting and connecting with people that I never thought I'd be able to connect with. But by writing one book, has opened so many doors of opportunities, and my first book was released in October 2014, less than a year ago. And since then, I've had many more book opportunities and many more book projects to be involved in. My first book was The Ultimate Speaker's Manual, The How to Presenting a Professional Speaking Business, and that was released in October 2014. That's the one-two-step A through Z manual to help people who want to start their speaking career or have a more professional speaking business. And then my newly released book that's released today, which I'm so excited, and I will have a special announcement at the end of the show to share with you about this wonderful resource, The Ultimate Life Coaches Manual, The How-To in Presenting a Professional Life Coaching Business. And that also, once again, is a one-two-step A to Z for individuals who want to start their life coaching business or who want to have a more professional life coaching business. And both of these manuals has forms, templates, contracts that have been reviewed by attorney. So I save you upfront over $3,000 in attorney fees because the attorneys have reviewed the contract and the forms that you can use as part of the paperwork for your business. So with that, I will assist you in the process when you purchase these manuals. I will walk you through the step of how do you put it in place. And you'll get two opportunities to have me help you on working through these manuals and helping you to use it to the best of your ability so you can turn your business into what you want it to be. And it's not always about making a profit, but it's also about impacting the lives of other people. Because I truly believe if you impact one person, and it's a domino effect. And indirectly, you've impacted over 1 million people. And that is the amazing thing. And I was listening to a radio show one day, and it talked about if you do not do what God has called you to do, not only are you affecting thousands of people, not 100,000, but you're affecting over 1 million people not being able to do what they were called to do because you're not obedient to what your purpose and your assignment is. And when I heard that, I was even more convicted and say, I will not be that one that did not do what God had called him to do because of fear, because I allowed other people to control my life, because I allowed other people to tell me no when God already had said yes, when I allowed doubt to come into play, or not feeling worthy, or the lack of whatever resources I needed in order to do that goal and dream. That will not happen on my watch. And I promise myself, and I promise that any of those others that I come across, anyone who comes along my path, I pray that I'll be able to encourage and inspire them as well, to let them know, do not give up on your goals and dreams. Do not allow anyone or anything to tell you no. As I was at an event this weekend, and it says, whose life is it? And I say, it's my life. So every morning I wake up encouraged and inspired to say, it's my life, not anyone else's life. It's my life, and I'm doing what I want to do with my life. And no one or nothing can stop me. The only thing a person can stop me is myself. And if you allow other people to stop you living out your goals and dreams, then that's on you. But I pray that you will find the courage, you'll find the strength and the endurance to do whatever God has called you to do. Because at the end of the day, it's God that you have to answer to, not man. And so that's why I'm excited in sharing my experience. And I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. I believe if somebody already has something in place, let me follow that, because there's no point in me having to go through the hardship that someone else already has endured. And that's why I put this manual together, the Ultimate Life Coaches Manual, to help any individual who wants to start their own professional coaching business, that I will walk them through the steps to make it as easy as possible for them so they don't have to go through the headache and hardship that I had to go through in order to start my business. Because sometimes it can be overwhelming. You don't know where to begin. You don't know what kind of documents you need in your business. You don't know how to conduct the business or how to even interact with your potential coaching clients. But yet, I've been through that process, and now I'm willing to share that with you all and helping you to understand that I am really giving you the template. I'm giving you the business. All you have to do is put it to use. And it's inexpensive compared to the true value that's in this manual. Besides the legal fees, if I were to add my time and value in putting this manual together, it would easily be over $5,000 of value, of time, energy, and expertise. But as today is the only day that we're doing our one-day sale, it started last night. I started a little bit early because I couldn't wait to stay up till midnight or 11:59. So it started at 11 o'clock last night, and it will end at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. So you have more than 24 hours in order to purchase the Ultimate Life Coaches Manual, the How to and Presenting a Professional Life Coaching Business. And for today only, it is $39.99. Once again, it's $39.99. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable price for $29.99. Unbelievable price. You can't find that anywhere. All the information that's in this manual, it is absolutely priceless. It does not compare. And not only that, the original price is $197. And only today, from 11 o'clock last night to 11:59 p.m. Eastern time today, you have over 24 hours to purchase the Ultimate Life Coaches Manual for $29.99. It is a 1-2-step A through Z manual that helps anyone who wants to start a professional coaching business. Whether you want to be a life coach, a business coach, a speaker's coach, an etiquette coach, a confidence coach, a health and wellness coach, a wealth coach, an executive coach, a leadership coach, I mean, all the other coaches there are out there, career coach, whatever professional coaching program or service you want to provide, my manual will help you do just that with less headache, less stress, and less time. Instead of investing your time and trying to go through the hardships of building that business, invest the time to building your business with clients and building your image and your brand as a professional coach. I've already did the work for you. So today only, Once again, $29.99. Today only is the day that you would get that. Once again, originally it's $197. It is $29.99 today. So today it's going to go back to what it normally is at $59.99. So if you would like to get that information, follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. You can find me at Fayola Delica. And if you check out my social media platforms, you will see the link to click on Buy Now and to purchase the Ultimate Life Coaches Manual for $29.99. Once again, that is $29.99 for a manual that has over the value of $5,000. If I were to add not only the legal fees of $3,000 on average, but also my time, energy, and expertise in putting this together. I want to make life so easy for you so you can help others make life easy for them. I'm excited, and also, if you send me an email telling me that you have listened to the Finding Your Hidden Treasure episode today, I'm giving away one free manual. Once again, if you send me an email at Fayola, F-A-Y-O-L-A, at F-A-Y-O-L-A-D-E-L-I-C-A.com, I'm giving away one free manual. For someone who was listening to the show today and said, today is the last day I'll waste my time. Today is the last day that I will allow my gifts and dreams to be dormant. Today I am awakening them, starting off with the Ultimate Life Coaches Manual to help me get my professional life coaching business started. So I'm excited. There's so many things going on. And I just say, enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Educate yourself. But most of all, continue to keep our nation in prayer. Unfortunately, this week, there was a 10-year-old boy who died in Fort Lauderdale from a gun shooting. We have to stop the gun violence in our community, people. We need to tell the governmental officials that they have to do something about the gun regulations. We have to tell them they need to listen to the people because too many innocent blood have been shed on this earth ground. And especially, it's our youth. So I pray for that family that lost that little boy. I pray for those who are impacted by that little boy's death. But once again, we have to speak up and stand out and tell the government officials something must be done with gun regulations in this nation. Enough is enough. Too many bodies, too many innocent lives, too many premature deaths have happened in our nation, and we will no longer allow that to happen. Once again, my name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. I love this country. I thank God every day I was born in the greatest nation in the world, the United States of America. Let's continue to pray for this nation, pray for our leaders, but most of all, take an active role in the democracy of this nation in order it can be a better and better nation each and every day. Thank you all. Take care. Bye-bye.